Chapter 5. Percy was annoyed. The town did not honour their agreement. They would not give him the 100 gold coins for getting rid of the dragon. They went back on their deal.
"What a disaster," said Percy. "It's so unfair. We cannot give them the dragon's eye."
"I have an idea," said Susie. "I know how we can convince the town to honour the agreement."
"You always have such good ideas," said Percy. "It's so much fun having you around. Would you like to stay with us forever and be our partner? The dragon and I can pretend to fight, and you can pretend to be a princess in trouble."
"I would like that very much," said Susie. "But first, we need to get our gold."
The next day, Percy rode into town on his big white horse. He was carrying a small silver box.
"Here is your proof," he said. "I have the dragon's eye in this box."
The people were amazed, and a big crowd came to see it.
"Let us see the dragon's eye," said the baker.
"No," said Percy. "The dragon's eye is too powerful. It will hurt you if you look at it."
"Then how do we know it is real?" said the baker.
"You may put your hand inside the box and feel it," said Percy.
The people took turns to touch the dragon's eye.
"Yuck!"
said the butcher.
"It is wet and squishy," said the bookseller.
"It's horrible," said the dressmaker.
"I am convinced," said the baker. "I am confident that this is the dragon's eye."
The town honored the agreement and gave Percy the money, and nobody saw the dragon again. Percy returned to Susie and the dragon. He showed them the 100 gold coins.
"The deal is done, and we have our payment," he said. "We will each get an equal amount."
"Now we can leave and go on fun adventures together," said the dragon.
Everyone was very happy, but before they left, Susie went back into town to see the dressmaker.
"I'm sorry," she said. "I admit that I stole this dress, but here is the money."
"Thank you," said the dressmaker.
"I would also like to buy a gold princess dress, please," she said.
"Can you afford it now?"
said the dressmaker.
"Yes, I can," she said, lifting up her big fat purse.
When she got back, she showed the others her new dress.
"Now I look like a proper princess," she said,
and they all agreed that she did indeed look lovely. Meanwhile, the baker secretly took the dragon's eye out of town. He was a criminal too. He stole the eye and took it to a spooky cottage in the middle of the woods. He knocked on the door.
"Knock, knock!"
"Who's there?"
said a woman.
"It's me," said the baker. "I have the dragon's eye you require for your dark magic."
The door opened. It was a scary woman in a long black coat with a fur edge. She was a bad witch, up to no good.
"Show it to me," she said.
"It is too powerful," said the baker. "It will hurt you
if you look at it.
Then how do we know it is real?
Said the woman.
You can put your hand inside the box and feel it,
said the baker.
Don't be silly,
said the woman.
Give it to me.
The baker gave the woman the box, and she opened it.
This is not a dragon's eye,
she said.
It is a peeled orange.
I don't understand, said the baker.
You fool, said the woman. You've been scammed.